1.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And John Blodgett Jr. from the Douglas Timber Operators Inn here, and recently you became the board president.
I did. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, so talk about, first of all, your background, how you got into all things timber.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Glide, and my father is in the timber industry as well. I've been working at his company since 2006. I've been a part of DTO, and I'm losing track of time, but maybe 7 or 8 years, and recently got elected to be the president of the board.
So what's all that involved, being board president?
So we're working closely with Matt Hill and other board members to promote the local timber industry. We're all working together to give the general public a better idea of what the timber industry is about and what we can do for the community.
Do you think a lot of people that are, especially folks that maybe haven't been here as long, have a real grasp of what's going on?
I don't. I think that we need to have constant education on the benefits that our industry can bring to our local community and how big that supply chain really is. It's not just a sawmill. It's not just a landowner. It's all of the things in between that make that industry work. And we need to make the general public aware of all those things that make it work, which is the grocery store, the tire stores, everything in between that supports our industry.
So you grew up around it, but what kept you in it? I mean, some people, whatever their family does, they tend to do something else.
Well, I had no intention of being in the wood products industry. I was living in Portland at the time with plans on being a financial advisor or something like that. My dad asked me if I'd like to come down. I didn't have a good reason to say no, so I came down and I've stayed. There have been times early on when I questioned it, but the longer I'm in it, the more I like the industry and the more I feel like it is who I am, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
What's your favorite part about what you do?
I don't get to do it as much, but I love going out into the community, talking to landowners about usually maybe their first time logging and introducing them to the timber industry in that way.
And we've got a lot of people around here who, like your family, who the roots really go deep in this industry.
Yeah, you know, at the Douglas County Museum, there's a planer in the breezeway out there that my great-grandfather had at his sawmill at Smith River. So no relation to Douglas County Forest Products, totally different company, but we've been here a while sawmilling things.
And a lot of other families are fairly similar.
Yes, it is. It's an industry that families work together to make it last through the hard times. I feel like that's really what has allowed us to go through difficult times, is having that strong family connection. And we have a lot of family members, not my own family, but family members that work at our sawmill as well, like lots of relatives, and they bring them on.
What are some of the tougher challenges your industry locally is facing right now?
Well, obviously the concerns about fire danger and our ability to fight those fires when they enter on public land and are adjacent to private lands, raw materials, wood supply, the labor shortage in general.
And how's that labor shortage impacting your industry here?
It's affecting our industry greatly. I would say that at my company, Douglas County Forest Products, we have a very low attrition rate, so we're doing okay. But in general, our industry doesn't have the ability to flex and make more lumber because there isn't any available labor out there, which is why you see, and that occurs across the nation, which is part of the reason why lumber prices have been so high.
Talk about how the industry has changed over the time you've been in it, maybe even going back a little further, just in terms of the use of technology.
Sure. There's been a lot of consolidation in the land base. Private equity investors have slowly consolidated the ownership of private timberland. There's less individual owners than before. There's also been consolidation in manufacturing. So each manufacturing center is producing more per man hour than ever before every consecutive year. And that's the goal, is to become more and more efficient. In the Northwest, we're less competitive with sawmills in the South because of the topography of the land, labor laws, environmental regulation, all those things. So it's very important for us to become as technologically efficient as we can be.
What are some of your hopes for DTO in the next year or so?
Well, we're attempting to construct a new pavilion at the site of the Douglas County Fairgrounds, where we've had our fair booth in the past. We've rented a tent. We're in the project to construct a wooden pavilion, which will be a permanent structure. We're really excited about that. June 3rd will be the DTO golf tournament. All the proceeds from that tournament go towards the DTO UCC scholarship fund for students that are interested in forestry. We really support that. Those are some of the big events that we're looking forward to right now.
And of course, with the fair this year, really hoping to probably connect with a lot of people out there.
Yeah, you know, the kind of the first fair back where everybody feels like they can go. We're hoping to have a strong presence in hopefully our pavilion. Maybe it'll be a white tent. We don't know yet. But yeah, we're hoping that we can interface with the community, answer any questions that they may have on wood supply, especially now that most of the fire salvage wood has been removed and we're back into green timber stands.
All right, John Blodgett from Douglas Timber Operators, new president. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
8:37 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.